91. Amongst the proofs demonstrating the truth of this revelation is this, that in every age and dispensation, whenever the invisible essence was revealed in the person of his manifestation, certain souls, obscure and detached from all worldly entanglements, would seek illumination from the sun of prophethood and moon of divine guidance, and would attain unto the divine presence. For this reason, the divines of the age and those possessed of wealth would scorn and scoff at these people, even as he hath revealed concerning them that erred. Then said the chiefs of his people who believed not, "We see in thee but a man like ourselves. And we see not any who have followed thee, except our meanest ones of hasty judgment, nor see we any excellence in you above ourselves, nay, we deem you liars." They cavilled at those holy manifestations and protested, saying, "None hath followed you except the abject amongst us, those who are worthy of no attention." Their aim was to show that no one amongst the learned, the wealthy, and the renowned believed in them. By this and similar proofs, they sought to demonstrate the falsity of him that speaketh naught but the truth. In this most resplendent dispensation, however, this most mighty sovereignty, a number of illumined divines, of men of consummate learning, of doctors of mature wisdom, have attained unto his court, drunk the cup of his divine presence, and been invested with the honour of his most excellent favour. They have renounced for the sake of the beloved the world and all that is therein. All these were guided by the light of the sun of divine revelation, confessed and acknowledged his truth. Such was their faith that most of them renounced their substance and kindred and cleaved to the good pleasure of the All-Glorious. They laid down their lives for their well-beloved and surrendered their all in his path. Their breasts were made targets for the darts of the enemy, and their heads adorned the spears of the infidel. No land remained which did not drink the blood of these embodiments of detachment, and no sword that did not bruise their necks. Their deeds alone testify to the truth of their words. Doth not the testimony of these holy souls, who have so gloriously risen to offer up their lives for their beloved, that the whole world marvelled at the manner of their sacrifice, suffice the people of this day? Is it not sufficient witness against the faithlessness of those who for a trifle betrayed their faith, who bartered away immortality for that which perisheth, who gave up the kosar of the divine presence for salty springs, and whose one aim in life is to usurp the property of others, even as thou dost witness how all of them have busied themselves with the vanities of the world and have strayed far from him who is the Lord, the Most High? Be fair. Is the testimony of those acceptable and worthy of attention, whose deeds agree with their words, whose outward behaviour conforms with their inner life? The mind is bewildered at their deeds, and the soul marvelleth at their fortitude and bodily endurance. Or is the testimony of these faithless souls, who breathe naught but the breath of selfish desire, and who lie imprisoned in the cage of their idle fancies, acceptable? Like the bats of darkness, they lift not their heads from their couch, except to pursue the transient things of the world, and find no rest by night except as they labor to advance the aims of their sordid life. Immersed in their selfish schemes, they are oblivious of the divine decree. In the daytime, they strive with all their soul after worldly benefits, and in the night season, their sole occupation is to gratify their carnal desires. By what law or standard could men be justified in cleaving to the denials of such petty-minded souls and in ignoring the faith of them that have renounced for the sake of the good pleasure of God their life and substance, their fame and renown, their reputation and honour? With what love, what devotion, what exaltation and holy rapture they sacrifice their lives in the path of the All-Glorious. To the truth of this, all witness. And yet, how can they belittle this revelation? Hath any age witnessed such momentous happenings? If these companions be not the true strivers after God, who else could be called by this name? Have these companions been seekers after power or glory? Have they ever yearned for riches? Have they cherished any desire except the good pleasure of God? If these companions, with all their marvellous testimonies and wondrous works, be false, who then is worthy to claim for himself the truth? I swear by God, their very deeds are a sufficient testimony and an irrefutable proof unto all the peoples of the earth, were men to ponder in their hearts the mysteries of divine revelation. And they who act unjustly shall soon know what lot awaiteth them. Consider these martyrs of unquestionable sincerity, to whose truthfulness testifieth the explicit text of the book, and all of whom, as thou hast witnessed, have sacrificed their life, their substance, their wives, their children, their all, and ascended unto the loftiest chambers of paradise. Is it fair to reject the testimony of these detached and exalted beings to the truth of this preeminent and glorious revelation, and to regard as acceptable the denunciations which have been uttered against this resplendent light by this faithless people, who for gold have forsaken their faith, and who for the sake of leadership have repudiated him who is the first leader of all mankind? This, although their character is now revealed unto all people who have recognized them as those who will in no wise relinquish one jot or one tittle of their temporal authority for the sake of God's holy faith, how much less their life, their substance, and the like.